From Gen AI Experiments to Experiences, Top 3 Consumer Use Cases by Telcos. Telcos are starting to turn generative AI from pilot projects into real consumer products. In recent months, many have accelerated the rollout of consumer-focused Gen AI solutions, looking for ways to monetize their AI investments. This article explores 3 examples of how telcos are applying AI applications in the consumer space. Telcos are starting to roll out a wave of new B2C applications, from smarter digital assistants to AI-powered security and creative tools. According to SDL Partners' recent report, AI for Consumers, Telcos' Efforts to Monetize AI, 3 use cases currently stand out as the most prominent B2C offerings by telcos. 1. Digital assistants. 2. Cybersecurity tools. 3. Content creation and management solutions. Type of AI applications for consumers, offered by telcos worldwide, up to July 2025. Among these use cases, digital assistants take the lead, representing 36% of B2C AI offerings. These typically involve embedding AI assistants into devices or entertainment apps and bundling them with AI tool subscriptions, such as Perplexity Pro and Google Gemini. Cybersecurity tools are a close second, emerging as one of the most promising areas for telcos. These network-level AI systems detect and block fraud and scams in real time to protect users. Meanwhile, content creation and management solutions are gaining popularity as telcos experiment with Gen AI in media experiences, from AI-generated avatars to co-created content that enhances cultural experiences and drives social media engagement. This article presents 3 example use cases of how telcos are adopting AI tools for consumers. 1. Digital assistants. Deutsche Telekom has been one of the most proactive telcos in bringing AI-powered devices to consumers. The company first unveiled the concept of its AI phone in February 2024 and showcased a prototype in March 2025 at Mobile World Congress (MWC) in Barcelona. Just a few months later, in August 2025, it officially launched the T-Phone 3 and T-Tablet 2 across 10 European countries, followed by a pro version of the T-Phone 3 on 6 October 2025, which features an embedded personal AI secretary. The devices all come with Perplexity's AI assistant built-in, accessible via voice, text or a dedicated Magenta AI button on the lock screen. With this smart assistant, users can manage their day-to-day tasks, from scheduling personal appointments, translating conversations in real time, planning trips, creating content, to even getting tutoring support. The experience is further enhanced by PixArt's AI tool, allowing users to edit photos and create avatars directly on their devices. The T-Phone 3 Pro further integrates PixArt directly into the camera. To encourage adoption of AI features, Deutsche Telekom includes 18-month Perplexity Pro and PixArt Pro subscriptions with each device. Customers who don't own the devices can still access selected AI tools for free through Deutsche Telekom's service app, Main Magenta. In Germany, the T-Phone 3 is priced at €149, the T-Table 2 at €199, and the T-Phone 3 Pro at €229. Why it matters? By pricing the AI phone at around €200, Deutsche Telekom lowers the barrier to AI-first phones, bringing advanced AI capabilities to the mass market. More importantly, the initiative marks a shift from app-based AI experiences to device-integrated intelligence, redefining how consumers interact with AI technologies and transforming AI into an everyday feature of the smartphone experience. 2. Cybersecurity tools. In August 2025, Indosat Ooredoo Hutchison, IOH, launched SatSpam, Satuan Anti-Scam Dan Spam, an AI-powered anti-spam and anti-scam solution built directly into the network of its mobile brand, IM3. The launch responded to a pressing issue facing customers: around 65% of Indonesians face fraud attempts every week, from phishing texts to fake investment offers. Unlike app-based security tools, SatSpam operates automatically and continuously for every IM3 prepaid customer with an active data plan, scanning calls and messages in real time to detect and block suspicious activities. An advanced tier, SatSpam Plus, adds extra protection with features such as real-time link detection and weekly threat reports. The solution is powered by IO's Sovereign AI Factory, supported by partners like Tonla, Platform Provider, MasterCard, the Global Anti-Scam Alliance, GASA, and the GSMA. Why it matters? By embedding AI-driven security directly into the network, IO delivers a tangible and everyday benefit to its customers, shielding millions from scams and fraud without requiring extra apps or upgrades. The initiative reinforces the telco's role as a trusted digital gatekeeper, demonstrating how AI can be applied not just for innovation, but for safety and trust at scale. 3. Content creation and management solutions. In March 2025 at MWC, KT showcased its vision for the next generation of live sports and entertainment with the launch of K-Stadium. The concept reimagines how audiences experience events, blending AI and immersive technologies to make audience engagement more dynamic and personal. The K-Stadium concept features a futuristic sports arena, and inside it, fans can enjoy AI-powered real-time subtitle translation for in-venue announcements, making matches accessible to international audiences. An AI-generated avatar, digital human AI Lee Kang-in, welcomes and interacts with visitors, while AI-generated cheer songs bring customization to sporting events. Each feature is uniquely tailored to the game and its supporters. KT also ran a K-pop dance stage challenge, where visitors danced alongside AI-generated K-pop idols through motion capture and augmented reality, AR, with content available in 40 languages, demonstrating how AI can merge entertainment, culture, and technology to create globally shareable fan moments. STL Partners report, Live Experiences, How Telcos Can Score a Winner, provides more valuable insights into how telcos can monetize their network investments by participating in the live experience ecosystem. Why it matters? By applying Gen AI to fan experiences, KT is opening up new monetization opportunities, such as premium seating upsell and immersive content packages. More importantly, the same Gen AI application can be applied beyond Stadia to streaming, retail, and virtual events, creating brand new avenues for value creation across the entertainment ecosystem. Next step for telcos, finding real value in consumer Gen AI. B2C Gen AI is no longer confined to pilots or showcase demos, it is moving into real-world deployment. Telcos are actively exploring ways to monetize AI through consumer offerings, either by integrating AI into existing devices or by launching entirely new services. Digital assistants, cybersecurity solutions, and creative media experiences are starting to prove their tangible value in customers' everyday lives. For telcos, the next step is to keep experimenting with consumer AI tools, not only to enhance customer experience but also to create sustainable revenue streams. By embedding Gen AI into services that go beyond core connectivity, telcos can position themselves at the heart of the digital lifestyle.